That kiss was the realest thing I'd ever seen Miles do in his life, and it only made me more curious. This girl certainly didn't look like the type who would turn up pregnant and claiming it was my son's child. In fact, she didn't look like Miles's type at all, which only made me more certain she was. One corner of my lips tugged back into a delighted smirk. Miles had done it this time. He'd gotten himself in deeper than he'd even realized. But I realized it. I was, after all, his mother. I raised him. I'd spoiled him. I'd turned him into the rather selfish, arrogant individual that paraded around like he was heaven's gift to the earth. But he had some saving graces, and this may have been one of them. In his desperate attempt to ensure he met the terms of my brother-in-law Jason's will, I had assumed Miles would have plowed into a marriage with some leggy model. It would have been a disaster, of course, and I would have been bailing him out within a week. And all of the progress he made to force others to take him seriously would have been ruined. I'd known since the moment he said he'd married that something was very wrong. He'd hesitated before the word love had escaped his lips, but he'd brought up the will far too quickly, and in that moment I'd known. He'd done this only for the will. And immediately, I'd started to plan, to scheme. It helped us. Of course it did. Without a wife, Miles stood to lose out on voting shares in Hawthorne Media. And with his half-brother Dominic circling, he couldn't afford that loss. I detested Dominic, but tolerated him for my husband's sake. But this, well, this could give us a leg up, but only if it lasted. I narrowed my eyes at the woman in my son's arms, tense, nervous, possibly a little frightened. And that wide-eyed glance she gave him when he pulled back said everything, along with the way she touched her lips, like she was surprised he'd kissed her. I suppressed a chuckle before I spoke. "Well, there you are. I thought you'd gotten lost, or maybe your new bride had run away." The woman twisted to face me, her eyes ridiculously wide, like she'd just been caught sneaking in after curfew. She flushed, her pale skin turning pinky red as her lips parted. Adorable. With those sparkling green eyes, soft features, and her equally demure demeanor, Miles had outdone himself. Yes, this I could work with. Any other woman he'd brought home would have smirked at me, laid a claiming hand on my son, lifted her chin, and prepared to do battle. This poor woman looked like she was already afraid of my reaction, already trying to recalibrate, to please me, to be liked, to fit in. Whatever circumstances had brought this woman into my son's life may have been the greatest stroke of luck he'd ever experienced. And the way she looked at Miles, like he was a person, not a bank account, sealed whatever needed to be decided in my mind. This relationship had to work, and it would be up to me to make sure it did. Miles inevitably would screw it up, even though he looked at her like, well, like he did love her. He just didn't know it yet. It was up to me to make sure he figured it out. My son could be exceptionally blockheaded when it came to, well, almost everything. The woman cleared her throat, easing away from Miles. She didn't seem to be upset with him or uninterested, more embarrassed by their closeness. To his credit, Miles didn't let her push him away. He tugged her closer. "Not a chance, Mom. I told you Lila and I are soulmates." Lila. Perfect. Gentle. Soft. Yet powerful. She would do very well in our circle, especially under my guidance. I nearly laughed as she snapped her gaze to Miles when he spoke, like she couldn't believe what he was saying. But a second later, she smiled. It was forced, awkward, and so endearing. "Mrs. Hawthorne, I'm so pleased to meet you, and so very sorry for the shock." I tilted my head, allowing my gaze to travel up and down her form. Yes, she would do quite well. Well enough to shock Miles into line, most likely. Under those dowdy clothes was a shapely figure, and she had a soft, natural beauty that would only be enhanced with a proper skincare routine and a few carefully selected enhancements. I smiled. "Welcome, Lila, and please, call me Sable." One of my eyebrows arched up as I glanced at my son. "Well, Miles, I'm quite impressed. and very pleased. He grinned at me. I told you, Mom, Lila's a keeper. He poked at her side and she tried to laugh, but it was obviously fake. If I wasn't careful, this woman would bolt the second she had the opportunity. I couldn't have that. We needed this to work. Not just for the inheritance, but for Miles. The years he'd spent as a playboy, the time he'd frittered away with floozies and gold diggers, all of it had finally come to an end. But only if this stuck. And it would. I'd superglue it if I had to, but it would stick.